Yivamis, Parak Tesvav, Mishnah Dalet. Hakol Ne'emanim La'ida. Everybody's believed to give testimony that her husband died, Chutz Mechamos, except for her mother-in-law. The Rav points out because her mother-in-law has resentment that she raised the son and her daughter-in-law is having all the benefit, so she's not going to be believed. Ubas Chamos, and also the daughter of her mother-in-law, meaning her sister-in-law, her husband's sister, is also not believed for the same reason, because her husband's sister also has the same resentment that my parents raised her brother, and now he's married to this lady that's just benefiting from all of that hard work put in. Vitzarasan, obviously, the tzara, she has the most animosity. So, Lechara, what she's going to be doing is saying that this guy died, so that her tzara will now go and try to get remarried, and it'll be usher. And then once her husband comes back to life, she'll have him to herself. So she's also not believed. Anyway, there's just resentment and animosity between the two. Vivimta. Vivimta is not actually somebody that he did Yibum to, obviously. We're talking about somebody that there could have been potential to do Yibum, meaning two sister-in-laws that were married to two brothers. And even, like the Rambam points out, even if it was a case where physically there couldn't have been Yibum, like for example, let's say these two girls were sisters, they're married to two brothers, you can't have Yibum by that. Nevertheless, like the Magid Mishnah explains, there's a low plug in all situations. We don't believe sister-in-laws that are married to two brothers. And Rabbi Kibager points out also, and it would also include a case where, let's say they would have children too. Same thing. There's a low plug. No difference. We don't believe for the main reason that, like the Rav points out, there's a fear that she has that they're going to be tzaros to each other. And that she will share the same husband, so she's not believed. Problem is, Tysus asks, is this very same thing that she's afraid of, she's actually bringing on to herself. When she says that her husband's dead, guess what? Now the husband that she's actually married to is going to marry this woman, and she's going to be her tzara. So how does that make any sense? So Taisa says, yeah, it's true, that she's willing to be sovel the small period of time that she's going to be married to the same husband because she knows that it's a lie, and this guy's going to come back from the dead, and then this woman's going to be aser to her husband forever. And she will obviously no longer be a tzara to her. So she's willing to have pain of living with the same husband for a little bit, knowing that long-term, she'll be free from that. Ubas Bala, and also her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter. Also, there's a sinna between the two. Ma ben get l'misa. So what's the reason that we're not allowing them to be believed over here by misa, but by get, if a woman would come, mimdina sayam, with a get, we do believe her when she says that it was written and signed in front of me. Fanei nechtam, fanei nechtam. Shaksav mechiach. The difference is, by a get, we're really being somech mi'ikr on the actual get itself. The get is signed by two edim, and the get itself is proof. Mashen ke misa, when a woman's just saying that this guy died, we're only relying on them, and that we don't do. Mishnah continues. Eid omer meis v'nises. One eid says that her husband died v'nises. Nises, like the Rav points out, lav dafka, that she actually went and got married. It just means we allowed her to get married. Uba acher v'amar loymes, and then we find out another eid comes and says that she didn't die. Harezu loy teitze. In this case, if she now would go and marry somebody else, then we don't make her leave, Reb Kibager points out, but l'chatchila, we would not let her go marry somebody. We shouldn't. She shouldn't go marry if you have one eid says yes, one eid says no. But the eved, it's okay. Why is that? Because we treat one eid that says that her husband died, that's treated like two eidim, that she shouldn't be left in aguna, and that's really mi'ikra din, and that overrides the one eid that says he's alive. But because there's a concept of lazus fasayim, and we have contradicting words here of what's really going on, really that better not that she should l'chatchila not get married. But if she does, she doesn't leave. But that's only in a case where Beiskin first paskin once they only saw one witness. But if they both came and Beiskin didn't paskin yet, then the Mefarshim pointed out that even b'dieved, if she would get remarried, she would have to leave. Eid omer meis ushnayim omer lo meis. If one eid says that he died and two eidim say that he didn't die, and the Rav points out, even if we're dealing, all of them are puzzle. So the one aid was an aid that's puzzle, said that he died, and two aidim that are puzzle said that he didn't die. Afo pishanisa is here, and it means if she went and really got married, teitze, she has to leave that second marriage. Because even though they're all puzzle, nevertheless, we go after rov deus, and rov of these psuli aidus are saying that he's alive. So the two that are saying that he's alive go against the one puzzle aid that says he is alive. However, Tosfos points out, if the one aid was a kosher aid versus two aidim that are puzzle, there, that's no different than the previous case, and in that case, we would not make her leave. Because that's like palga-palga, that's like not a majority versus a minority, rather it's like half and half, and she wouldn't leave from the second marriage. Shnayim omer meis ve'eid omer loy meis. What if you had two people said that he died, and one said that he didn't die? And this is also whether or not they're pasul or kosher edim. Afal pishaloi nisais, even if she never got married, tinase. Here you have the most mekel. Even lechatchila she can go and get married, because even if they're all pasul, just like the Rav points out, we go after the majority. Lechumra, the chiddush here is that even lekula, we go after the majority. So since most of them are saying that he died, that's what we go after, and even lechatchila she'd be able to go and remarry. And Tfarisol points out that if two women come first and mater and say that her husband died, and then afterwards an eid echad that's kosher, that's not a woman, that he's kosher le'edus, he says that he didn't die, in that case she's still allowed to stay married.